For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, once again, coming up 3 o'clock from Las Vegas, my guy, WWE host, TV interviewer, personality, Byron Saxton, Burke, Virginia native, big Commanders fan. Going to join us from WrestleMania 41 in Las Vegas. And, of course, you can check out Friday Night SmackDown tonight, which Byron is a big part of on USA Network starting at 8 o'clock. You got the Hall of Fame ceremony late tonight, and then two nights of WrestleMania and everything in between. All right, on Peacock and all that good stuff. So, you know, we love wrestling, but we're going to do our best to promote it. Now, the radio program on this Friday is brought to you by the Maryland Vehicle Theft Prevention Council. Maryland drivers, did you know a vehicle is stolen every 16 minutes in the state of Maryland? The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device. Learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org. How about that? mdautotheft.org is how you can check out more for sure. All right, and as we've told you about, you know, many times over the last couple of weeks, and really need your help, and I just want to make sure that you guys know about it because it's so important to me, and it's for such a great cause. Next Saturday, the Best Buddies Friendship Walk, the leading walk in the country supporting inclusion for people with intellectual and development disabilities, is on. Next Saturday, April 26th, day 3 of the NFL Draft on the National Mall. Come and join us. You can register now. You can register walking up to the event if you can't make that commitment so that we can get the money and the resources you need to fund all of the programs that Best Buddies puts on. Join us and the inclusion revolution at bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org/washdc. Registration is free. And also, again, you can help support Team 980 and Odyssey DC by donating, by simply going to bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org and going to the Team 980 page where we've reached our goal, but quite honestly, we need to do a lot better. I got to sick my guy, Athan, who's a really good agent, because he'll get some shaking and movement. He raised a bunch of money last Sunday. So please come out. Oh, and by the way, Sam Cosmi will be there from the Washington Commanders in our Team 980 tent at the walk, signing autographs, taking pictures, chatting it up with you as he recovers from a torn ACL. So you have all of that. All right, let's get to so what do you guys make of, like, I know the name Shamar Stewart probably is somewhat foreign to people, but what you need to know is, again, the hype, good and bad, is workout freak, workout warrior. You know how much they, emphasized those RAS, those athletic scores last year, right? You know that people fall in love with traits as opposed to production. And you also know, or should know, that Shamar Stewart is one of those guys that people are scratching their head and saying, how? Why is that happening? And there's lots of reasons potentially for it. But if you can get him at 29, and listen, I understand the first goal is going to be to trade back. And so that might blow this whole thing up. But if you can get him at 29, you should. I think that would be good value. And so does Jordan Reed. He had him ranked as 28 on his board from ESPN. The pick is at 29. If you can get him lower than that, great. Great. But that's the point, right? You're trying to get value. You're trying to match up positional need, all of that. Also, what do you guys think of Trevion Henderson? This team desperately needs a jolt of speed and athleticism. No offense to Austin Ekeler. I mean, Austin Ekeler has that. He does. But he's got 1 year left on his contract, and he missed 5 games last year. I think he maybe could have come back earlier than he did for the regular season finale. I think that was more of a roster machination thing. I don't know that. But they need somebody with speed, sizzle, and pop because they don't have that that's healthy, right? That's healthy. Or that doesn't have an extensive injury history. And right now, unfortunately, if we're being honest, right, and that's what we strive to be, right now, Austin Ekeler can't really be trusted to stay healthy. Brian Robinson doesn't have that speed, that wiggle, that explosion. Couldn't stay healthy. Trevion Henderson has that breakaway speed. He's not the biggest dude in the world. He's not the best pass protector, but he has speed. And I think he's going to be a good receiver out of the backfield. I don't know if he's going to be, again, a guy that you just want to bang like a battering ram. But, I mean, if we're being honest, except for when Brian Robinson was really healthy, and that was few and far between as the season went along, was that what Cliff Kingsbury did anyway? Not really. So what do you think of those two picks? If it came down to one or the other, I would assume most people would take Trevion Henderson. But do you do that at the expense of a pass-rushing defensive end who, again, has some of those explosive traits, if not a lot of those explosive traits that teams are looking for, and that the tape that I've seen, again, tape that I've seen, shows much better production than what the statistics, the raw statistics say.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
301-230-0980. Let's go back to the phones and say hello to Jonesy here before the timeout. What's up, Jonesy? How are you?
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
What's shaking, Jonesy?
Hey, listen up. I heard a lot of what Sabah had to say, and even Double A. Shout out to the both of them. And I agree with the both of them, to be honest with you. Yeah, we did have our name ripped and stripped from us and whatever have you. And yes, it was about the money. It was pretty much not too much as about for what they made it out to be as far as the Native American complainers and things of that nature. It was more about the money, because I remember hearing about Pepsi pulling out and a few other big-time names, even FedEx pulling out.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, FedEx and the war between Fred Smith and Dan Snyder is really what started the genesis of all that.
Indeed. So, I mean, you know, even if we couldn't get the name back, I was cool with, you know, at least recovering the logo. Because the logo was cool, man. I got to admit, you know. And with that said, you know, I ain't too cool with the commander's name. Even though, you know, hey, ride with it, at least you have a name. And it was more than just being the Washington football team, which to me was kind of on a generic side. Just being called Washington football team. The only team in the NFL without a name. Come on, man. We had to do better than that. So we got something. So something, in my personal opinion, is better than nothing. But we can do better than Commanders. And it's going to be a while. But I feel as though if we somehow win a championship with that name, hey, you know, we balled and chained with that name. It's not going anywhere. So that's me. And I'm looking forward to WrestleMania. So, yes, we have plenty of things to sit here and say, what do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about? Yes, there you go. Washington, D.C., what do you want to talk about?
Thank you. Want to talk about.
Thank you, my guy, Jonesy.
So it's going to be an awesome 2 days.
You know, this is the question that I ask myself every day when I wake up. Washington, D.C., what do you want to talk about? Because I don't know sometimes. I got to make it up. I got to see what pasta sticks to the wall. Thank you, Jonesy. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Enjoy, brother. Thank you. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Yeah, occasionally we play the Cody Rhodes, Washington, D.C. What do you want to talk about? Because that is the question on my mind every morning. How do I make this radio show different than yesterday? How do I make it entertaining? Because some of you hate me. Some of you love me. That's fine. Some of you deal with me. But my job every day is to be as informative and as entertaining and as, I feel, as different from not only other radio shows, which I think we safely accomplish, but also as different from day to day as we possibly can be. Right? I don't want to beat just topic after topic after topic into the ground. And some of you might be thinking, well, wait a second. You just keep talking about the name. Again, the name came up yesterday as part of a comparison to, hey, man, let's salute Josh Harris for doing what's right. He decided not to change the name of the organization again. Again, for a fourth time in like four years. Again, when everyone was convinced that he was going to. I mean, there were people parading around this radio station the day that he had his introductory press conference that was like, oh, my God, oh, they're going to change the name. They're going to change the name. They're going to change the name. There was never even a strong consideration.
He did, I think, at one of the press conferences slip and call them the Redskins at
one point.
That caused a lot of early.
Right. But Chris, he grew up a Redskins fan, right? I mean, there's plenty of times I slip and call them the Redskins.
I get it.
I mean, and oh, by the way, again, I understand that's a very polarizing name. But to me,
I sometimes still call the Rangers the Senators.
Yeah. But to me, it's just, you know, it's a football team name. But whatever. So maybe I'm accused of, maybe I am beating the name game into the ground. That's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to explore why we are still dealing with this. And again, it came from what I thought was an innocuous comment, which was to praise Josh Harris and say, hey, man, good job. I'm glad you chose this to fix and to make your legacy as opposed to the name. And that's how it came about. So it wasn't anything negative. It wasn't trying to stir the pot. It wasn't anything like that on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.